News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Is in rude health heading into the next couple of years. That's according to a new report published this morning by the ESRI. And John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College in Dublin, joins us. John, this is a reasonably clean bill of health. Growth across the board, very, very low levels of unemployment, and things like inflation appear to be settling.
Yeah, it's like a child that's outgrown its clothes. It needs a new set of clothes. We need more houses. We need more water. We need more electricity. So our problem is our success rather than our failures. And they say in a fully employed economy, finding the people and the companies to actually build more houses, undertake all this investment is going to be difficult.
Okay. So constraints, because we're at full tilt, is that the main danger to us, John? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and they highlighted that in research they published in January, important research, that it's the constraints on the economy. Do we have the money?
And they would be things like a lack of labour, a lack of housing?
Yes. If we could go to IKEA and buy a block of apartments as a flat pack and stick them up tomorrow, we wouldn't have a problem. Our problem is we've got to make them here. And we've got to find people to make them. So that's one of the difficulties that they highlight.
Okay. With regard to where inflation is going, inflation has been a big issue in the economy for about the last 18 months, and it has been relatively high. It's looking like it's going to stabilise, probably to do with energy prices changing and those types of external parameters. Is that going to have a big effect on us now in terms of cost of living and squeeze and how people feel about the money in their pocket, John?
Yeah, the last 2 years, income has gone up because people were employed, but your individual income didn't rise as much as prices, so you felt worse off. This year, wages are going to rise by more than inflation, so every individual will feel better or should feel better off.
Okay, so it's the opposite to a cost of living crisis. We're all going to feel we have a little bit more wriggle room, a little bit more money in our pocket because whatever way wages have gone, they've outstripped. Is that not a danger to further inflation?
No, I think, and they do provide analysis in the commentary as to why that is unlikely, that wages have responded slowly to the inflation shock. It is right that real wages rise this year, but it is not excessive, and there's no sign. And we're not unusual in this. This is, well, we're better off than the rest of Europe. But across Europe, there isn't a sign of wages rising excessively. So the ECB, which controls interest rates, are likely to cut them later this year.
So basically, the ship has steadied from what I'm hearing from you. We appear to have gotten it right. Everything's moving in the right direction. Well, notwithstanding the constraints, but in general, the economy looks like it is in good nick, and that we will all be a little bit better off, but not in a way that's going to fuel a fire.
Yeah, and the risks are the biggest risks are external in terms of restrictions on free trade, sort of disputes between China and the US, between Europe and China, and so on. That's not going to affect us in the next 6 or 9 months.
Lastly, John, I'm sure you've seen that story across the papers as well this morning, but the underoccupancy, you know, we're talking about the constraints in the economy, a lack of housing, a lack of labour. There's a fundamental mismatch, it looks like, in how our housing stock is managed, if you want to be as cold about it as that, with 2/3 of houses and homes here underoccupied. Do you have a view on that and what that means for the economy?
Well, it says that we live in more, those of us who have a dwelling live in more comfort than the rest of Europe. That's the first thing. The second thing is the piece by Leah Hauser is really interesting. It does highlight this issue. And like there be some elderly people who are living in a house and would like to trade down. Mm-hmm. But a restriction on that is you've got the banks won't lend you so that you can buy and then sell. So you have a valuable house. You've got to sell it first and risk being homeless before you buy another house. That is something which the financial system and regulations could change, which would allow, it'll be a minority, but would allow anybody who does want to trade down into a smaller house to do so.
Okay. Look, thank you for that, John. I do appreciate it this morning. That is John Fitzgerald, Adjunct Professor in Economics at Trinity College.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.